Peace, power. It feels good to be back. I know I haven't dropped a podcast in a little over a year, but I'm dropping one now. How about that? I wanted to go ahead and get on here and talk about the trans women issue again. I know that I've talked about it before on my podcast, but I just wanted to kind of jump back on here because in recent weeks there's been a ever flagrant new drama of like black and trans women kind of going at each other, and I kind of wanted to come as a peacemaker. To maybe try to smooth over some things, to provide a little bit of understanding instead of just, yelling back and forth and whatnot. So let me just go ahead and first preface this by saying this. I myself personally have no issues with the LGBTQ community. The trans community, none of it. I think that a lot of the issues that are arising, especially from within the black community and the black trans community and the LGBTQ community, is I think it's the fact that the way that it's enacted in the black community is just not safe, and it goes against biological women. And what do I mean by that? So what I've observed, and y'all can chime in and, you know, tell me what you think about it, but what I've observed when I listen to a lot of trans women speak and I hear their arguments and whatnot, one of the things that I've heard repeated a lot from all different types of trans women, black or otherwise, is they'll say things like, you know, they sleep with married men, or they, you know, like they, that's something that they do or they've done or whatever, basically kind of like as a dig at biological women to kind of say that, you know, I can get your man or whatever. Obviously, number one, that's problematic. That's problematic if biological women do that as well. But I think it's definitely more so problematic when the trans girls do it, because from what I've seen, it seems like there has to be a biological woman on the other end of that relationship in order for you to be validated as a woman. Meaning that, from what I've heard, listening to trans women speak, a lot of them don't even really consider themselves a part of the LGBTQ community because they really think they're women, or they really think they're men, whatever. They think that they're the opposite gender or whatever. So if you really, really think that, they really think they be in straight heterosexual relationships. Like, they really think that. But they know, obviously they know, and the delusion can only go so far. So for what it seems to me is like the ones who say things like they only date straight men, what they mean is they only date down low men who are obviously not straight. They may not be out the closet. They may be living a lie, but they are definitely not straight. And my personal thing about it is like, we not even fishing in the same pond. So I don't even understand why there has to be an issue. You know what I mean? If any man that likes me and also likes you as a trans woman, I do not want that man. I don't want him. You can have him. It ain't nothing wrong with him. Y'all can go frolic in the sunset. I don't care. But my whole thing is like, why are y'all always trying to bring biological women into y'all bullshit? If we telling y'all straight up, hey, we don't want to date men who date men, you know, we don't get down like that. And it has nothing to do with homophobia. It has everything to do with health. Okay, the reason why Black women have the highest rate of AIDS and HIV is not because of promiscuity. They are not running around sleeping around. They're getting it at the high rates that they're getting it while being in completely monogamous relationships and marriages. So how are they getting it? They're getting it from their men who don't want to be true with themselves, who don't want to be true with the world, who are down low, aka gay, and they're sleeping with other men, aka trans or whoever. They're sleeping with other biological men, and then they're going home to their wives and girlfriends and passing on incurable, life-changing diseases. So I feel like that's something that's not really being talked about. So to like kind of put it on Black women as if, oh, y'all just transphobic, y'all hate us and da 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 da. It's like, no, we don't. Like, we have no issues with y'all being gay or living y'all truth. Go live your truth. Live your truth over there. Why do you need a woman to validate your truth? Because the true tea is, if there was no woman on the other end of that relationship validating you, if he didn't have a wife or a girlfriend or somebody on the other end of that relationship validating you, you wouldn't be in that relationship. If he just had a feminine man on the other end of that relationship, that wouldn't validate you, your womanhood. If he just had, just a regular boyfriend on the other end, that doesn't validate your womanhood. What validates your womanhood is that poor, innocent woman on the other end of that relationship who has to deal with the backlash of all the drama, plus deal with having to raise the kids and whatnot whenever he do decide to fly up out the closet. So I think that that's the real issue, or one of the real issues at the bottom of this. It's definitely not transphobia. We are not phobic. And I wish that y'all would stop using that word and making everything a phobia, okay? Because the definition of any phobia is having an irrational fear of something, like a completely irrational fear, okay? We do not fear y'all. We don't hate y'all. We don't give a damn what y'all do, as long as you stay the hell over there. Now, if you try to flirt with our men or try to get with our men or whatever, I think that that is where the issue comes in. And it's not, and obviously it's on them too. I really do feel like, you know, especially in 2023, Black men, it shouldn't be no more DL. If you gay, you gay. Just get out there and be gay. Live your life, live your truth. And this is specifically towards the DL men of the community. And I also think that should be the extra added letters on there, LGBTQDL. Add them people on there, because they live in a lie. So if you feel like you got to put on a front and have a wife, have a beard, have a girlfriend for whatever reason, because you feel like you can't come out, which is not true. I mean, being gay is very, very much more accepted now than it's ever been. It's more socially accepted. It's more accepted in corporate America. It's just more all around accepted. It's not like you finna lose a job because you got a boyfriend. But like I said, my issue personally, and I feel like the issues of many Black women, is we didn't sign up for this. If you're presenting yourself to us as one way, and you're lying to us and yourself, and you going around and you sleeping with other men, that creates a problem for us. An actual physical, not just hurt feelings problem, but it creates diseases for us. So I really do think that that's something that's not really being discussed. It's not really being thrown around, and it's the truth. We're not fishing in the same pond. I date straight men, period. So once again, if there's any man that's interested in me, but also interested in trans women, go be with that trans woman, because I don't want you. We are not fishing in the same pond. But like I said, they try to, you know, force themselves into our pond, like so, by getting with these down low men who are literally wreaking havoc in the community. I think if there were less down low men in the community as a whole, it would be a lot better for the LGBTQ community. But on the other hand of that is, like I said, a lot of the trans women, that's what they go for. They want to be with, you know, quote unquote, air quote, straight men. And the down low men kind of give them that fantasy or whatever. So while he running around cosplaying being straight with the wife and kids and whatnot, and he running around with you in the hotel rooms and whatnot, which is something else that I don't really get. Like, if you're only really dating down low men, you can't even be out in public with this motherfucker. You can't go nowhere. You can't do nothing. Like, come on now. That's not a life you want to live. You want to be with somebody who's going to be happy to be with you, going to be happy to show you off. So, you know, just go be in a regular gay relationship. Problem solved. But I get it. You think you're a woman and you have that, you know, the dysphoria or whatever going on. So you're not going to be satisfied until you're in a, air quotes, straight relationship. And you're not really, really satisfied unless he has a woman on the other end of that. Because if he just a, you know, a single so-called straight man, but he's with you, he's just gay. He's just gay. That's it. He's just gay. And I don't feel like y'all are satisfied with that. I really do think that a lot of trans women have to have that biological woman on the other end to validate their womanhood in order for them to feel like they're really a woman. Like, oh, he cheating on his wife with me, I'm the other woman. No, you're still the other man, sweetheart. And that's okay. But just leave us the fuck up out of it. Just leave cisgender women, leave black women, leave biological women out of the bullshit. We didn't ask for it. We don't want to be here. There are some women who are totally okay with bisexual men, and go get with them. Just be honest, you know? And that's pretty much all I really wanted to say on that. I feel like that's something that's not really being discussed when it comes to the trans topic and the black women topic. And I just feel like black women are just kind of getting beat over the head. Like, oh, you're just angry and you're jealous and you're this and you're that and you're transphobic. When it's like, no, there's a lot more deeper issues here. The way the LGBTQ community, navigates within the black community is completely different from how it navigates and operates in the white community. And that's on so many different levels. Although our common enemy is the patriarchy, specifically the white supremacist patriarchy, that is literally beating us all to death, even though that's the true enemy at the top of it, to see and hear, you know, trans women getting on the internet, mansplaining, basically, about periods and who gets them and who doesn't and what womanhood is and who gatekeeps and whatnot. It just comes off very bullyish. It comes off, you know, very, very misogynist. And I feel like that's another thing that's not really being addressed in this community. I would like to stand in solidarity with you guys, but I absolutely cannot until these things are addressed, because I feel like, and I feel like many women feel like, we would be literally shooting ourselves in our own feet. So if we prop you up and gung-ho for you, we're not getting any type of reciprocation, not only from you, but from also all other men, it's like we're literally cutting the rails off the ladder and we're just sliding on down while we holding y'all up on our shoulders. And we just can't have that. You know, I mean, I would say use your male privilege to tear down the system, because you still have it. As long as you have a penis, you got male privilege. But I understand that y'all are not really into that, or y'all don't want to do that, or whatever. You kind of want to try to help us on this side of the fence instead of using your male privilege to tear down the patriarchy over there. I get it. Yet and still, like I said, I feel like it's something that's not really being addressed. I feel like I'm hearing a lot of misogyny, especially whenever you see biological women and trans women getting into it. One of the first insults that the trans women throw out is always about the woman's looks and how she looked like a man. And I don't understand, how is that an insult? You know? How is that an insult? That's like a crazy insult, you know? But the thing about that, especially when it comes to Black women, is that that's really nothing new to us. It's not that we've been compared to or mistaken for trans women, as T.S. Madison tried to say. We've been looked at as manly and masculine since we was on the plantation. That's always been a thing, to try to degrade and dehumanize Black women by calling us masculine and manly. So this is really nothing new. So saying that, oh, we're just mad or jealous because we're being compared to trans women, or we're being mistaken as trans women, is not, it's a misnomer. It's not what it is. We've been mistaken for men. We've been, you know, called men. We've been bullied and told that we're manly. We've never been called a trans woman. We just get straight up told that we're dudes, because people are trying to dehumanize and degrade us. So to hear that type of language coming from trans women who I'm supposed to be standing in solidarity with, I'm like, I can't rock with that. You know, jumping online and calling Jess Hilarious a man and yada, yada, yada. It's like, do y'all not see that you're perpetuating the same nonsense? But yeah, those are my 2-3 cents or whatever. Do with it as you will. I'm hoping that I can add some value to the conversation, to where we're not just talking in circles and, oh, this person's jealous, or you're jealous, or I'm jealous, and yada, yada, yada. And we'll never get nowhere with that type of talk. Okay, let's get down to the real issues and the real solutions. And let's confront them. So if you're any woman, biological or trans or whomever, if you're sleeping with a married person, you need to stop. Okay? Like, just don't. You have some more self-respect for yourself. But yeah, y'all tell me what y'all think.